The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 10. The Contempt with Which the Sinner Treats God. God himself declares that the sinner treats him with contempt, and complains of it in these words: I have brought up children and exalted them, but they have despised me. I have brought up my children, I have preserved and nourished them, but with base ingratitude they have despised me. But who is God, who is thus despised by men? Who is the creator of heaven and earth? He is the sovereign, infinite good, in whose sight men and angels are a drop of water, or of a grain of sand, as a drop of a bucket, as a little dust. In a word, all things created in the presence of his infinite greatness are as though they were not. All nations are before him as if they had no being at all, and counted to him nothing and vanity. Behold me, O God, a daring sinner, who have presumed to despise thy infinite majesty. But whilst thou art infinite majesty, thou art also infinite mercy. I love thee, O Lord, and because I love thee, I am sorry for having offended thee, and do thou have pity on me. And, O God, who am I who have despised thee? A poor, helpless worm, who have nothing but what thou in thy bounty hast bestowed upon me. Thou hast given me my soul, my body, the use of reason, and numberless other benefits in this world. And I have made no other use of them but all to offend thee, my benefactor. Nay more, at the very time that thou didst preserve my life, that I might not fall into hell as I deserved, I abused thy goodness and forbearance. O my Saviour, how couldst thou hast had so much patience with me, wretch that I am? How many nights have I slept under thy displeasure, but thou wouldst not have me perish? I trust, O my Jesus, in thy blessed passion, that thou wilt enable me to change my life. Let not that sacred blood be lost, with which so much pain and sorrow thou didst shed for my salvation. But, O God, what have I done? Thou, my Redeemer, hast shown that regard for my soul, so as to shed thy blood for its salvation, and I have been so wretched as to allow it to perish in a mere nothing, for a caprice, for a maddening passion, for a miserable gratification, for contempt of thy grace and love. Ah, if faith did not assure me that thou promisest to pardon those who repent, I should not dare to implore thy forgiveness. O my Saviour, I kiss thy sacred wounds, and for the love of these wounds I beseech thee to forget the injuries which I have committed against thee. Thou hast said that, when the sinner repents, thou wilt forgive all his ingratitude. I am sorry above every evil for having despised thee, my sovereign good. Make haste to pardon me, as thou hast promised. Let me be quickly reconciled to thee. I love thee now more than myself. May I never incur thy displeasure. O Mary, refuge of sinners, succor a poor sinner who invokes thy assistance.